Now, eyes are turning to Tauranga now that the Electoral Commission has revealed the names of the candidates standing in the coming by-election. Winston Peters is not on the ballot, neither is Te Pāti Māori, the Māori Party, which says it will not be standing a candidate because of what it says are racial safety concerns. Tauranga is also the general electorate in Aotearoa with the longest run of having Māori parliamentary representation for 28 of the past 30 years. Dr. Laura Greaves is a senior political lecturer at the University of Auckland and with us now. Morena.
Morena.
I suppose perhaps we get the early question out of the way first. Who's going to win?
Well, I think you wouldn't want to bet against Sam Ufendale, the National Party candidate. I mean, in the last election, even though Labor managed to win the party vote in that electorate, the National candidate Bridges still won by a few percent. So, I mean, you just probably wouldn't want to bet against the National candidate.
Why?
Just because National, in recent years, has had more of a stronghold in that electorate, and just that's just kind of what we would come to expect. There's also, of course, last election, you have to remember that Labor had that red wave, tsunami or whatever of support. And if in that case Jantonetti couldn't beat Bridges, there's not really a very good chance of that happening now, of course, unless Ufendale does something to stuff up.
And I suppose perhaps it's not who will win, but by what margin and how the vote actually shakes out in percentage terms.
Yeah, that's fundamentally what I'm looking for in this by-election. So basically, we have a whole bunch of reckons about politics, but what they're really tested by is elections. Even polls have that sort of margin of error, but an election is an election. So what I'll be looking at is the margin. So Tonetti was 4.2% behind Bridges in 2020, and in previous elections in 2017, which National, of course, won the party vote. It works out, when you work in that Clayton Mitchell took some of the vote, it works out to about 16%. Or so behind the left block was. So just really looking to see where Tonetti comes relative to Ufendale in that and kind of see that as an indication of how potentially the government's performing.
What about perhaps some of the people not on the ballot, perhaps almost as interesting as some of the ones who are? I mean, there was a lot of speculation that Winston Peters might be tempted to have another crack at Tauranga. Were you surprised that he hasn't?
Yeah, exactly. By-elections do tend to bring a bit of drama, and we can think back to that 2015 Northland by-election that Winston Peters won. Of course, that was something that, quite an indicator that. But it was quite surprising that New Zealand First haven't kind of got a name recognition candidate or a candidate that they're running. So I think that will surprise some people. And of course, there's been the sort of drama with Te Pāti Māori as well. So that's been a particular point of interest.
Yeah, where do you kind of see that one going? Because it was a pretty strong claim that they made.
I think fundamentally our politics is a bit broken because we're seeing especially like people from ethnic minority groups, but women generally face a lot of harassment. And you would hate to think that that's going to stop someone from running, but it does seem like it would. And I think that really what they're doing with that, because generally they've only ever really had like about 100, 200 votes for their candidate in the Tauranga seat. I think generally what they're doing is saying like, look, this is what we stand for. This is us as the Māori Party, and that's set to appeal to their voters. Their voters then being like a kaupapa Māori party and have had that generational shift, those are the issues that younger Māori are facing and really relate to.
Just briefly, I suppose it's interesting to see whereabouts these proportions all land. To some extent, I suppose you have to take it as a bit of a snap poll on the government with the caveats of, you know, it being a safe national seat. What sort of level of vote would worry Labour?
Yeah, and of course turnout as well, because turnout in by-elections tends to be lower for a number of reasons. I don't know. I think really we're looking at somewhere between that 4%, which was their record red wave, sort of that 4% margin in 2020, versus 16%. So somewhere in there. But if it's closer to that 16 or even the 20s, then that would be, I think, more concerning for Labour. Of course, there might be demographic shifts and turnout is a thing, but that would be an indication, I think, that maybe some of these polls are right.
Thank you very much. Dr. Laura Greaves there from the University of Auckland.